Atlanta United, the number 9 seed, right? And Montreal, the 8 seed. It went down to a penalty kick shootout, or you call them PKs, a shootout, whatever you want to go with. This is the MLS Cup playoffs Eastern Conference wild card game. And of course, there was like a 10% chance that Atlanta United would even get into the playoffs. And they were able to do that with the win over Orlando City. And so now the magic just keeps on going. The match was tied at 2-2 to end regulation. There was no extra time. And the winner, of course, decided in PKs. Atlanta made all 5 of their PKs. And Brad Guzan, friend of the show now, we can call him, saved 1 to seal the win for the 5 stripes. So this is
the format definitely helped Atlanta United out because both teams played Saturday. One team traveled twice, one team did not. Montreal played a home game on Saturday and then got to stay home. Atlanta United played on the road. At Orlando City, had to come home, then go to Montreal. So that worked out because there was no extra time, right? Because there were PKs. I thought Atlanta United had a golden opportunity to honestly finish this game in regular time. They could have been up 3-0. Brooks Lennon misses a tough one touch tip in the box, but still a very makeable shot.
You said regulation, but don't you like the drama?
Action at the goal to our right. Saba directly behind the ball. He gets the whistle. Saba up to it. Strikes it. Score! Atlanta United is going to Miami! Atlanta United wins their first playoff shootout in franchise history. Lionel Messi, we'll see you Friday night.
That was Mike Conti on the call. Of course, he's always with Jason Longshore for Atlanta United matches.
Yeah, the penalty you're talking about that Joseph was able to put home right there at the end of the match that pulled it even at 2. Tiff, I don't know if you saw the actual penalty. I would love to get your take on it because it seemed a little bit ticky-tack to me. And then, like, I'm listening to the commentators on the actual TV broadcast. I'm like, oh, it's definitely a penalty. I'm like, what? Like, I'm looking at it going, dude, I must not know enough, man. Like, maybe I'm just too detached from soccer. I don't know, but just looks
no,
so freaking
I think
ridiculous.
You do a good job with your soccer. I didn't say you were detached. I kind of had the same kind of feelings. Like, I kind of want to use that. It's the playoffs.
It was soft.
Gotta let him play.
It was soft. It was at the right, just barely. I mean, just a centimeter. It looked like, I mean, I know it was a little bit more, but inside the box, Steph, and it. The only thing I can think of is his knee made real contact with the back of the offensive player, Brooks Lennon's knee, because I didn't think it was. I personally would have been livid if it was called on me. And you were a defender in college. I wasn't. I played two years I played in high school. I was way more physical than that because that was, you know, it's high school and I wasn't very good, so I just ran through people. But, I mean, that was ridiculous, I thought.
No, and especially, like, crucial moments. I don't know. I'm not making that call. And as a defender, yeah, you're pretty spot on with that. I would be pretty – I don't know what word you used, but
– ridiculous.
Okay. I would be pretty upset, too.
Yeah.
You know who else was upset during this match? You guys were having some fun in the group chat. There was some chatter – some chatter going on. First of all, I want to put a disclaimer out. I'm not, like, I was told to set this up, but I am not.
It's all Tiff's idea.
It's not my idea. It's not my idea at all. So I'll let you, the people, take a listen to what occurred with Mike Conti and Jason Longshore and maybe some fans. And
and Montreal's season is done.
You can taunt me all you want. The game is over. I'm getting paid money to call the game. So, sorry you lost, but have a good drive home.
I did not authorize the use of that sound.
So. Sorry you lost, but so, have a good drive home.
This reminds me of 2010.
Not me.
This reminds me of 2010 when the Falcons played the Saints in New Orleans. Mike, I think you might have been there. I know you were on the team then. I'm not sure what your status was, if you were injured or not when this happened, but we beat them in overtime, if I'm not mistaken. And they had Sean Payton had called a timeout and basically iced his own kicker in the game. And that was when you had to go through the crowd at the Superdome to get to the locker room because of the stadium being redone after Katrina. And fans are yelling at Arch, and Arch goes, tell your coach to call another timeout. And it just reminds me that a lot of times when you're in these venues doing these games for Radio Tiff, you kind of get put in the crowd.
Situation. Yeah, yeah.
And you get heckled by the crowd. I mean, you're like, if you want that smoke, Mike Conti will definitely give it to you.
Sorry you lost, but have a good drive home.
The funniest part is that you know how professional that Mike Conti is, and he was trying to hold his tongue so bad. They wanted to be like, we're going to enjoy Miami. Let's go.
Enjoy your drive home. I'm going to use that today after I beat Tiff in Which One Wednesday. I'm sorry you lost.
I'm going to go ahead and wave the white flag anyway.
Have a good drive home.
Have a good drive home.